A little more detail. The Old Testament. It's written in two languages. The majority of it is written in Hebrew. Some of it is written in Aramaic. Very similar languages. The main character of the Old Testament is Israel. Well, you know, it's easier if I tell you the stories there. It begins with creation and the fall. I already mentioned them. Then it shows God needing to start with one particular person in his descendants and saying, I'm going to start with you, Abraham, and I'm going to bless the entire world through you and your descendants. That's how we're going to bring about the change that this world needs. That's how I'm going to make that relationship with people that was originally intended happen once again. And so we see him beginning with Abraham, and his descendants eventually become known as Israel. We see Israel, the nation of Israel, becoming slaves in Egypt. And that's a pretty low point. But then we see a high point where God leads them out of Egypt, out of slavery, into the desert on their way to the Promised Land. Then we read about in the Promised Land how they started to compromise on the way God had established them as a nation. They wanted to be like other nations and have kings, and so we see kings arising in their nation. Sometimes they go well, most times not so much. And we see division and rebellion in the kingdom as a result, as the nation of Israel gets divided. And then eventually we see the nation of Israel has gone so far from God's plans that they even lose their land. And they're exiled in the land of Babylon instead of their own land. And so they live in exile for a time as an oppressed people. And God keeps sending them prophets to give them reminders of who they are, who they're made to be, and that he will someday bring them back and bless the entire world through them. So that's what we see in the Old Testament. The New Testament, as I said before, is written in Greek. I had some questions on Thursday about why Greek? Well, Greek was the most common language spoken in the Mediterranean and the known world at that time. And if you wanted to get a message out to the most people possible, you wrote it in Greek. It was just the most commonly understood language. So people would have spoken their own native language among their family, but for communicating more broadly, Greek was that language. And so the New Testament, amazingly, was written in Greek. The main character is definitely Jesus, even though he didn't write a word of it himself. We have no stories of Jesus sitting down to write. He was far too busy. And it was those around him who wrote, often at the end of their lives. Again, they were far too busy telling people about Jesus. And in that time, telling people was much more effective than writing something, because writing meant you had to sit down, took a lot of time, very expensive materials. Wasn't something you did while you were on the road, traveling around, trying to tell as many as people as possible about Jesus. And in an oral culture, as James told you in Christianity 101, in an oral culture, writing things down was kind of an afterthought. The way to get a message out and the way to hear something was oral. It was something you did in the town square with as many people listening as possible. That's how you got a message out. So in the New Testament, it's amazing we do have things written at all, but it really certainly helps us today because we are a written culture. And so I'm glad that both methods were used to get word out about Jesus. And you'll see some main book types in the New Testament. You'll see letters to the churches. So these were probably the first books written in the New Testament. They don't come first in the order that you've got here. That's what makes it so interesting. But there are all these letters. You'll recognize some of the names probably from church services and things like 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians. These are all places. The people in Philippi were called Philippians. People in Corinth were called Corinthians. And the different people who knew Jesus or were following him were going around traveling, starting new churches, new communities of people learning to follow Jesus in those towns. Many of them started by a man named Paul, wrote most of the New Testament. And he would go, start churches in these places, and then he'd have to move on and start one somewhere else. And he'd leave somebody behind to look after the church, and they'd communicate. He would hear that there were problems or questions coming from one of his churches, and he would write them back saying, here's the way to approach this. Here's what we believe. And we have those records, those letters. Corinthians, Philippians, Ephesians are all the letters we have of Paul writing to his churches. Peter wrote some letters like that as well. There's a letter called Hebrews. There are several letters like this going between churches and sometimes even just between individuals who were followers of Jesus. You'll also find biographies of Jesus, what we call the Gospels. Gospel simply means good news. And so the books that tell you the good news about Jesus are called the Gospels. They're Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four people who wrote eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life on earth, his death and resurrection. You also get the story of the very first followers of Jesus organizing themselves into church communities. That's the book of Acts. It's written by Luke, same guy that wrote Luke. So in Luke, he writes about Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and then in Acts, he writes about what came next, what people started to do after that. We also get a unique book, the book of Revelation. It's kind of an overview of all human history. Reminds us of that ending and the beginning and how they connect through all of human history. So that's the book of Revelation written by a guy named John. And so that's a brief overview of the New Testament, what kind of books you're finding in there. If you get a good study Bible, or even most Bibles, you'll find a little introduction to each book at the beginning of the book. And that can sometimes help you situate, you know, where would this have been written? Who do we think wrote it? When do we think they wrote it? What are some of the key, you know, factors, key messages in this book? You can get a good overview that way.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today. And as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. What kinds of literature do you read most? What kinds do you struggle to read? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.